Chapter 37. Nat's senses ignited. The crystal gnomes set down their tools. Huddled together, murmuring, they turned into an odd-looking statue of jacksite stone. He caught Snargle peering at him. The gnome winked just before he solidified. All that was left of the gnomes was a hunk of lifeless stone. Odd in fashion, but similar to the rest of the cavern.
"Thanks for the help," Nat said.
He eyed the place where the inverted steps once were. The entire cavern landscape had changed. The series of caves had become catacombs of blue-green stones. He sighed, drew fang, and wandered into the oppressive silence. Dragons were patient. Mature ones, anyway. They had all the time in the world, but of late, Nath wasn't so patient. Being trapped in the catacombs reminded him of the tomb he'd lain in for 25 years. Again, now, it seemed to take forever to get from one place to another.
"What if I go into a deep sleep again, with this lunker near?"
Worry. It was the enemy of the brave. It wasn't something Nath was accustomed to either, yet it was there. Same as the shard of a dagger that bit between his ribs, courtesy of Overlord Doremus.
"I must help Bezog."
Nath wandered into the depths of the catacombs. The jacksite illuminated his way. It was a strange place, dayless and nightless, and it reminded him a little of Dragon Home. The stark silence was misery, however, unsettling like a rash that ran through his bones. Only his steps penetrated the silence. The tunnel twisted left and sloped down, taking him right back to where he'd started what seemed like an hour ago.
"Not much of a monster if it's afraid to face me."
Nath tried to envision it.
"It must be big if it eats horses and dragons."
A shadow or a shade, perhaps. Would it have many arms, legs, or heads? Could it cast fire from its breath? Was it a giant of a man or some hideous beast? He'd never heard of the Lurker before. Perhaps Bezog would have read about it in his histories and been able to tell Nath something about it. Nath walked on for hours, but the landscape didn't change. Jacksite, jacksite, and more jacksite. A glimmering rock that was clear like glass. He stared into a piece that was smooth as a mirror. His reflection faced him. He could see blood dried on his face, and his lips were split and swollen.
"Gats, my hair's a mess."
He combed his free hand through it and winced. His chewed-up arm was still tender, agonized, and stiff.
"The long days just get longer."
As he turned from the polished stone, his image turned into something dark and ugly, then faded away. Nath felt a chill in his scales. A foreboding presence neared. The faint smell of decay filled his nostrils.
"Follow that melodious smell. Where there's stink, there's evil."
Trusting his instincts, he tracked the scent. Winding, turning, rising, and dipping, the Lurker's course resembled a crooked river. The farther Nath followed, the worse the smell became.
"If there are orcs at the end of this, I might be glad to see them."
He rounded a deep bend into a vast cavern that opened up like a huge auditorium. Bones were piled up high all over. A horrifying sight. Flesh rotted on busted bones. Skulls of horned dragons and other beasts lined the walls. The heads of all the races were scattered all about, just as Snargle had said. The elves, dwarfs, and humans made him think of his friends. Most of the others he didn't care so much about. He journeyed through the massive cavern, surveying all the atrocities. Decades of death as far as keen eyes could see. A graveless tomb for the unburied. The Lurker, whatever it might be, was detestable. He stopped. A disturbing sound tickled Nath's ears. Sucking. Long, low, slurping draws. His irritation for gnomes rose. It seemed they'd been truthful about everything. He started onward. The sounds became clearer, more distinct, more terrible. Ahead, bones were being snapped like branches. Slurping came in deep draws. A satisfied moaning followed. He heard bones tossed into bones. Something completely alien to him said,
"It seems I've an eager guest to dine with. Come."
It made a sucking sound.
"Come, I yearn for a new flavor."
It sniffed at the air.
"A sweet fragrance unlike all before. Come."
Nath's legs moved with a will not his own. He felt dreamy and light. He didn't feel his toes touching the ground. The voice, the disconcerting voice, was irresistible. His arms hung at his sides. Fang dangled in his clawed fingers.
"Come,"
the lurker said, growing in strength. It sounded like many in one voice. It inhaled, making a great sniffing sound.
"No fear in this one, so delicious. Strong, powerful. We must have it. Come."
Nat's eyes rolled up. His eyelids fluttered. Fang flared to life in his hand.
"We?"
The recesses of his lulled mind begged the question.
"We? Is there one lurker? Or are there many?"
Nath waded through the bone pyres, dragging Fang behind him.
"Come,"
it said, so strong, soft, and soothing.
"And release your shiny toothpick. We won't require that. Come."
"What are you?"
Nath said, forcing out the question. Curiosity assailed him.
"I am all that I consume,"
it said.
"Now come. Gaze upon me."
Nath's languid eyes lowered, his gaze tilted upward. A monstrosity lounged on a throne of jacksite, many times the size of him. Its wide face was terrible and ever-changing. He saw men, dragons, and orcs in its burning eyes. A rack of great horns rested on its chest. Its arms were many of all races. Its many legs were hooved, scaled, and taloned. Tentacles wreathed like hair around its neck with little mouths hissing like snakes. Coarse hair and scales covered it all over. Its jaws were wide and filled with great sharp teeth. The lurker was the abomination of all abominations. Nath's knees locked when it opened its enormous mouth and said,
"Come, make this easy. Hop in."
A startled cry escaped his lips. Fang slipped from his fingertips.